we certainly gave them a game in the second half where we probably, you know, took the game to Galway and maybe were a little bit unfortunate not to get something out of it. But to be fair, in the first half we didn't play, and probably in hindsight we lost the game in our first half performance.
And you made a couple of changes last night from the Shelburne game, Ollie.
We did, yeah. We made five changes to the starting 11. We gave lads game time, deservedly so. It wasn't the fact that we changed our team is the reason we didn't win. Is the fact basically that we didn't come out in the first half and we were two down at half time. From there on, we were very, very good. But you don't win games with playing very well in just one half. But look, Galway are a decent side, and you know they held on at the end, although they were hanging on by the skin of their teeth, to be fair. But that's the way it was.
And Dolly, what positives was there last night to go to the game against Premier Division opposition?
I think the positives was the second half performance, where we took the game to a Premier Division side away from home. I was just praying for the final whistle not to go, because we were totally on top and physically, you know, we looked in decent shape. That was a positive. Disappointing in the first half, maybe, that we didn't come out of the blocks at all, and you know that kind of counteracted the positive that were with it.
And this coming Friday night is the first home league game of the season, Ollie, against Cabinteely, who are undefeated, so it's certainly going to be an interesting tie to kick things off in Finn Park.
We knew what Cabinteely would take with Eddie Gormley, and you know I'll find out this morning and from here on more about them. Before Friday's game, they've beaten Wexford, who lose very few games. They've beaten them already 1-0, and they've gone to Belfield last night and beaten UCD 1-0, who'll be one of the favourites for the league. So they haven't conceded. They've won the two games they played, so it'll be a battle on Friday night. And you know, but we know that, and you know, we knew that there was no easy touch in any manner in our league, and Cabinteely certainly won't be that going into Friday night with two wins under their belt.